Blog Talk Radio.
This is Simon Nicole. I'm Joshua. Join us as we go down the river of life, talking about encouragement, love, health, nature, travel, gardening, grieving, cooking, recipes, and whatever takes your mind. Welcome. Simon and Nicole, welcome. I'm Joshua, and I'm sort of, I was wondering how the sound's going out to everyone, because the show sort of started about 30 seconds ahead of the studio monitors or clips, and by the time the music finished playing, it was, I think I was trailing by about 10 seconds, but whatever. Anyway, it's great to see you guys. Welcome. Welcome whoever you are and wherever you are. Real warm welcome to you. Great to be with you. Another one of these fabulous, fabulous, overcast, sunny, rainy, and everything else type of day in Texas. Loving life with passion, and because life is great. But yes, I'm very, very sort of interested in the fact that we have several people up the gangplank on board the ocean liner this evening already, and dare I say it, I'm in for trouble as well from another source. I'm always in trouble at home with SP. Well, I don't know if I'm in trouble, but I'm always, I don't know. I'm good. Sitting in the corner with the dunce hat on my head a lot of the time. I think that's what it might be. But no, I've got the mad scissor lady and mad scissor ladies in the switchboard area on a one-legged stool, so she won't go to sleep. And so she's in there trying to cut the wires and get rid of the show. So hello to the mad scissor lady, Young Sue. She's got her accomplices in the chat room is the very respectable gentleman from Maryland, Bigfoot, and another respectable gentleman. Sometimes he can be very rude to me about my age. That's Golf Dogs, and another guy who's persistently rude to me about my old age. For some reason, I get called an old fart. I don't know why, but anyway, he's not too far behind in the dust void. But good to see you guys in there, and hope you're all keeping well and staying safe and savoring life. And I know there's a few listening on the side as well, and we got some good archive listeners, which I might tell you about later. But anyway, great to be with you, good folk, and I enjoy sitting with my friends as always. It's great to be with my internet buddies across the globe. And it's good evening to the USA and Canada, and it's a good afternoon to the east coast of Australia, and good early morning to our dear friends in the UK, Europe, and South Africa. And it's a warm, friendly Texas g'day, hello, and a howdy to those folks in the archives. I know Mike, I'll talk about Mike later, but I know Mike up in Iowa is a good avid new listener to the show. And any other new folk, just check out the first 15 minutes of the first show, the introduction, overview. As most of you would know, this podcast is where we celebrate and we commemorate Wee Simon's brief life. And hopefully, at the same time, maybe bringing some relaxation, maybe some tranquility and some serenity, even some frivolity every now and again. But check out the website, simonnicole.net, simonnicole.net. Nicole is NICOLE.net. And, it's talking about tranquility. I realize there are other things going on in the world tonight, keeping people occupied with television screens and things, but this being a nice, let's say, it's an apolitical zone, and so we'll keep it that way, and hopefully keep our sanity at the same time. It's great to catch up with you guys, whether it's sitting with you guys live or those in archives, and I'm looking forward to just mixing and mingling with you, and I've got a variety of stuff here tonight. The usual, but there's some fresh stuff there as well. So visiting with you good guys and ladies, is one of my valued blessings that I'm really grateful and thankful for, the God-given blessings that come my way and SP's way. And as always, through the show, we'll talk about savoring life and the ride along the river of life with all its calms. With the rough waters, the white waters, the deep waters, shallow waters, the bumps and the blessings, because that's essentially where life is, I got to say, you know. I was listening to early this morning to Mike, and I'll talk about Mike's show later. Mike Myers, you've heard me talk about Random Mike on the show before. He does a morning show. It's a Christian vein, but it's a very honest man, a man with no pretensions, but a man with a heart of gold. And funny, he was talking this morning about certain things in life, troubles in life, and I put in the chat the statement that I've often said life's like a 15-round boxing contest. You get knocked down, you get back up, and you get knocked down, and you shake your head to get back up again, and then you don't know what round you're in anyway. It's a little like that. It's a matter of getting up off that mat all the time, but we won't get carried away with that too much at the moment. I just want to remind folk that that this show and the website and the Twitter page are all tied to our precious wee angel, Simon, which in many ways serves to remind us of how fragile life can be. And it also reminds us to cherish the God-given blessings that have come our way and just take time to simply pause, kick back, and relax, and chill out, lay back, relax, and doze off. Snooze. It's great. It's funny, you know, Simon's been gone since 1972, and it was funny. It comes out, sneaks up on you sometimes, and it snuck up on me just then when I was talking about it just then a couple of minutes back. So it jumps out of the woodwork and it still smacks you so many years later. But we'll get on with the show here. And as I say, SP and I are really blessed to be living where we live, in our oasis of tranquility, our little oasis of serenity, place of fun that we have. And it doesn't get much better. So we just savour the simple abundances of life that we've been blessed with and the natural euphoria that comes from it. It's living, it's loving life, and it's great. So just check out some of the memes on the website, simonnicole.net. There's some little memes on there about living and loving and life. And every day, SP and I thank God for the blessings here. And one thing's for sure, I know that God works in mysterious ways. And today I want to include a little segment in the show. I always start the show off by telling people about how God works in mysterious ways because of the various things that I've come across in my, let's say, roller coaster life, what it's been. And I just wanted to take a bit of a short reading here that comes from a book called The Golden Moments with God. If, I don't know if anyone's ever seen that, but they do a section for each day of the year. And this one here is to practice His presence. And I'll just read this to you, share it with you. It's just a brief little commentary here. And it's about practicing His presence. And you may be asking people, I'm reading from this book here now, and it says, you may be asking, how can I practice His presence? Well, they say, I recommend the following. You can practice His presence by thinking of Him at your first waking moment. Look up before you look out. You can practice His presence by waiting patiently for Him to give you directions for the day. But be sure you've got divine marching orders before you march. And you can practice His presence by offering prayers to Him throughout the day. And this is a very, very important point, I think. Whatever the posture of your body, whatever the posture of your body, your soul can be on its knees. You can practice the presence of the Lord by closing the day in communion with the Lord. And you can bask in the sunshine of His love as you dwell in His presence. And your prayer for the day could be, Dear Lord, I love the security and the serenity of Thy presence. So yeah, God does work in mysterious ways. There's no doubt about that. And as always, how great Thou art. Couple of minutes ago, we seemed to be a little bit out of sync when I pressed the clip to play. Then it would sort of sat and it went round and round before it clicked in. So it seemed to be, I've got about a 10-second delay, or it looks like when I press the buttons to make things work. But that's all right. If that's all we got to worry about, there's nothing much. But look, grab your drink of choice before we get into a bit of music. Grab yourself some more bliss in your drink of choice. And my drink of choice tonight is honey lemon drink, because I've got a bit of a sore throat for working outside today. So, drink yourself more bliss, and we'll be right back with our first tune for the night. And as I always say, music, you never know what the old guy is going to come up as far as music goes. But I like to always have a little bit of a fast tune sometimes in the show, because I've got to get the blood pumping through the old body, get the old fossil going here as I'm stepping around on my tippy toes, bouncing up and down like a little spring chicken. But an old bantam rooster, I'm not sure. But anyway, we've got a punchy, happy one to get the blood going. And I guess I could say to SP, come on, SP, let's dance. So we'll go with it. This is Simon and Nicole. Welcome back. I'm Joshua. And if you guys had a video camera to see what the old Joshua was doing, pair of shorts, T-shirt, bouncing up and down to the music here. Yeah, I got a bunch of energy right now, considering I got up at 5 o'clock this morning to take SP to the airport in my role as Mateo, the limo driver. But I'm Mateo, the estate manager, yes. The estate manager / limo driver / everything else, chef, chief cook and bottle washer. But no, I got to say this. A little bit before the show, I had to go and have a granddaddy nap. So I had a granddaddy nap for about 30 or 40 minutes. And it looks like it worked. The old body's kicked in. I could play that song again, but then I've got to get on with the other important things in the show, the very important things like our reports, our dull, boring, mundane reports, and the exciting tales about life on the Oasis and the all the nebulous and inane things that have gone on in the last week. I know you look forward to these vital reports in the world out here, but let's just say we've had... On our weather report, I've got to formalise this. On our weather report, I've got to say we've had every type of weather possible through the last week. Thunder and lightning, torrential downpours, bright sun, overcast skies. I think the only thing we haven't had is wind. We had enough of that in previous weeks. But, yes, we had a bunch of different weathers, and the rain was so heavy on Monday morning when I had to go another one of these middle-of-the-night excursions to the airport with SP. The airport was actually closed for, I think it was probably a couple of hours through the good little thunderstorm that went through. And I know there was a bunch of ponding on the road as we scurried along as fast as we could. Well, we didn't go as fast as we could, but Texas being Texas, there's other people that they think they're actually driving aircraft and they're trying to get lift off with some of their pickup trucks as they're going down the road in the rain and the ponding. But, yeah, and as per usual, two or three of them hit major ponds, one on the freeway before you come off to the airport off-ramp. There's a ponding that was halfway out into the lane, and this guy, he overtook us and he went straight into this. There was already one car off to the side stalled out because they hit it. But anyway, that's just the way it goes. But the rain, if anything, has got me. It works. You see, I say God works in mysterious ways, and he's trying to help Joshua out. He's trying to help the old fossil out. And by putting the rain on the lawns and on the gardens here, it's saving me from a lot of time of wandering around with a hose watering stuff. So, yes, but mind you, God needs to probably keep me busy because idle hands are not a good thing with Joshua with his crazy little mind. So I think I would probably be better on the end of a hose wandering around watering things than doing other things annoying the world. But yes, as I say, the watering was no need to water anything. It's wet. And we've had some other rain yesterday again. But so from the weather report to the garden report, the mowing I had to do on Thursday and Friday last week, I had myself all organised. You know, when you've got mowing to do, when you've got other jobs to do as the estate manager, there's lots of little things you've got to plan ahead, you know. And of course, SP, I can't convince her that I'm actually run off my feet with jobs. But I'm trying my hardest to convince her. But I got myself so organized that on the Saturday I planned. You see, I planned I'd do these other lawns, and then on the Saturday I would do the lawn on the street. All the street frontage, which is a job in itself. It sort of depends on how much mowing out there I have to do. I can spend sort of 40, 45 minutes out there playing around pushing the mower and doing our side of the road, and then over the road there's a vacant lot. I usually do the front part of that to keep it the street looking tidy. I don't, it's good exercise anyway. It's good exercise. But I went out to do the street, and my good mate Barry, my neighbour up the road on another side of the road, Barry's got a new ride-on mower, and Barry loves playing on his new ride-on mower. And he got all carried away and was very kind. He did our front all the way along. Sometimes he's done it in the past, just does a couple of runs and leaves it, but he did that whole thing this time, did all the little corners and crevices. So I was very lucky with that. So, but I think there's a reason why Barry probably did this, because Barry's a lot younger than me, but he's on a ride-on mower. I've got to say, he must be a bit of a wimp, because being a young guy and we're having to go on a ride-on mower, he needs to get a push mower and be healthy. So he's on a ride-on mower, this young guy. But I think the reason why he did it, because he doesn't want to have to call the coroner when he sees Joshua with his head down and his ass up in the drain with the mower on top of him, having collapsed from dehydration pushing this mower. But yes, there's got to be another method in his madness, I think. Anyway, back to the garden report, which includes lawns. I had a big bunch of basil seeds that I'd planted way back, and I've been eating the basil and it's been growing over the last few weeks, but I haven't split them up and transplanted them. I did it the other day, and I got at least 40, probably 40 to 50 basil plants in two different gardens now. And I got some new impatience plants. They started growing out, some popping their little heads up. I don't know how they got there, but they were out in the herb garden, a whole bunch of new impatience plants. So I transplanted them all right before we had some more steady rain, not a downpour, but steady rain. So it was great. And a couple of the climbing roses that I'd put out in the driveway, the side of the driveway as you go out onto the street, they'd been struggling over the last few weeks, and I'm not sure whether it was the feral hogs we've got running around here, or whether it was the deer, or whether it was the squirrels or the raccoons or what, coupled with the fact that there's close to some pine trees. Too much pine doesn't do these things a lot of good. Excuse me. So I moved a couple of the climbing roses off the street. They started off with a hiss and a roar, and they looked like they're going to do real good out there, but no, they're staggering lately. So I've moved them up in the drive, and I've put them alongside the new barn. And so I'll get some trellis work and run them up the side of the barn. And it'll look pretty when they come out in the little alleyway there. So, and finally, SP's, another one of her crepe myrtles. There's a white crepe myrtle we inherited when we took the property over, and that's 3 years ago. And the lady had it in a pot, and it was absolutely strangled in this pot. I had to cut the pot off with a handsaw in the end of some sort of a tree saw. I had to cut the plastic barrel off of the pot. It was so tightly bound, it was root bound totally, and rescued this white crepe myrtle, and then cut a lot of the roots off the bottom that were, as I say, it was root bound, and we planted it down by the fence that runs across the middle of the property, the fences off the back half of the property there, and I've been watering it, nurturing it. Well, it's been growing great. It's probably standing about, well, I guess it's close to 10 foot tall now, 9 foot tall, and it hasn't flowered. It flowered last year, but it hasn't flowered this year, and all the other crepe myrtles in the neighbourhood are flowering. Well, then today, out it pops with a whole bunch of white crepe myrtle flowers on it, and the favourite crepe myrtle of SP's is in the, as you come in the driveway, there's a roundabout there with some little hedgy type things there, and in the middle, this deep, deep red. It's really, really deep red crepe myrtle, and that's coming out with flowers right at the moment too. So that's good. So we're catching up with the neighbours. The neighbours have got their crepe myrtles out everywhere. So, SP's happy when she came home today. She saw all the red flowers and the white flowers, and the cannas are continuing to flower profusely too. Roses have been a slow week for the roses. I got a couple of bunches of roses for the house to put in the vase, or the vase, vase, or glass jar, or just a glass out of the cupboard with some cold water in it, whatever. I was a greasy crawling. What can you call it? I was greasing and crawling around SP to try and get brownie points the other morning when she was having a sleep in. I'd been outside working, and there were some beautiful, beautiful roses in the new rose garden at the back. So I got this beautiful long-stemmed red rose, deep red rose, and I matched it up with a couple of these apricot-coloured roses from out the front door. And when I thought it was time that she needs to get up out of bed and wake up and get going and join the world with me, I went into the bedroom with this in a little vase for her, you see. So I was a creepy, crawly little brownie point chaser. Anyway, it didn't get me anywhere, but that's beside the point. I'll keep trying. And the gladioli, they've slowed up. The gladioli have slowed up, and the agapanthus, they're still out flowering and with their beautiful mauvey, purpley coloured ones. These great, but with the garden report, the barn is included in the garden report. So I had a couple of hours there yesterday in the barn, tidying up my junk that had been in there waiting to be tidied up since we moved all the stuff out of the other garage into there, and it's looking great now. And all I've got to do, I had my cell phone out there playing music while I was in there, but now SP tells me she's got an old stereo somewhere. I'm going to put some music out there, then I guess I can put a fridge out there, move a couple of bottles of beverage out there. I've got a couple of chairs out there. There, look, I mean, the original plan, I think, SP's original plan was in the lofts at the end, that I would put a mattress up there and go and live out there and stop annoying her, and then she'd get some peace. But we haven't done that because we have more junk than we have room for beds. So, but I can sit out there in the peace and quiet of the barn and ponder about the world and what's going on. So, no, the barn's looking great. And I started to put some galvanized flashings along the bottom of the wall so that the mud on the ground doesn't flick up onto the building when we have these torrential downpours here. I put the gutters on both sides of the barn. It's got new gutters, but even with that, the rain, the water comes down the side, and it's set about 6 to 8. It's probably 8 inches off the ground on a steel frame, and but it still manages for mud to splash up off the ground because of the amount of water that comes here. So I got some flashing. I've started putting that up. I'll finish that tomorrow, hopefully, to stop that splashing. But now the critter report. Well, while I was listening to Mike's show this morning, Mike Myers. That's random Mike from Iowa, Boone, Iowa, the municipality of Boone, Iowa. And while I was listening to him this morning, I was sitting in the TV room. I never have the TV on, but I sit in the TV room a lot because that's where I've got a laptop. I'm in my office with my desktop, but out there my travel laptop, I sit out there and I have my breakfast and play with the laptop and look out at the window. There's a floor-to-ceiling window out there that you can look out at all the trees and all the wildlife and everything that's going on. And I'm sitting there, and I look along. I see, what's this coming down the footpath along the sidewalk there? And here's this monstrous raccoon. It was a big one. It was a real big raccoon. It was a daddy raccoon, I'm guessing. And he's come, this little bandit, because these bandits, as I've told you guys, they're SP's friends. She loves these bandits. He's coming along this footpath, and I guess he must have thought there's no one home. And so I went bang, bang on the window with my knuckles. As funny as anything. This poor little bandit of a raccoon, I tell you what, he went from walking along quite arrogantly, swaggering and going where he was going, to doing a complete backward somersault. He did a complete somersault, and before his feet hit the ground, he was doing 100 miles an hour through the herb garden and straight over past the citrus trees and back into the bushes. So I think, yes, one point to Joshua, and I guess I'd probably better not tell SP or I'll get told off. But anyway, yes, so, and while I was getting the show ready for tonight, there was a little weedle wabbit was running around on the lawn, a little baby wabbit. And the wabbit came over, and what do? They go and eat the herbs in my garden, so that's okay. Keeps them happy. And, you know, he was out there a couple of hours this afternoon having a play, that little guy. And we've seen the deer 3 to 4 times this week. I haven't thrown them any apples in the last few days like I was last week, but they're coming around down here more than they were. We hadn't seen them for a while, so they're back again. We've seen the 3 or 4 deer 3 or 4 times. So and the bird baths are all full of water, and the birds are having a ball with the rain. And there's a little squirrel that's become friendly with me, because when I'm working outside, I usually have the garage door open and up, and a couple of times he's looked at me as he's been sort of about 6 or 8 feet from going into the garage, and I think we're going to have a little conversation shortly, because I believe he might be looking to take up residence in the garage when the door is open. I'm not sure. And as I told you guys last week, the Cardinals are having a ball in the afternoons when the sprinklers are on. But I've turned them off since we had all this rain, but they've still been getting under the sprinklers when I had them on a couple of days there during the week. But they've been picking and eating the impatiens too, some of the older plants and some of the new ones. But there's these lovely little finches here, and I got to go and look up what they are. There's a couple of different types of little tiny birds here, and they get picking seeds up around outside the window on the footpath here and stuff. They're always pecking around in the drains and things. So, but they're pretty little birds. So, and the kitty cat report, and we've got the boys in the chat room. The old men in the chat room. They're going to have to be polite now, because now Mary has turned up, Queen Mary has turned up, and so we've now got a balance in that chat room, and we've got and Mary, so good evening to you, and you've got Sue, the Neggity Nag Mad Scissor Ladies in the switchboard area there. She's creating havoc from one side of it, so I'm having a tough time. But anyway, where was I? I was with the kitty cat report, wasn't I? Well, SP and I were having breakfast the other morning. And she said to me, look. And I said, what do you mean, look? She said, and she nodded towards the kitchen patio area outside. And Pinky, one of the cats, one of the black rescue cats, who's getting into what you would call a launching position, like a tiger getting down into a launching position and all bristled up. And of course, Pinky's mate, her sister, Perpy, was on the other side, just there lying down, resting and sleeping. And I said, well, what's going to happen? And she said, she's going to attack Perpy. And what she did, she sprinted across, leapt through the air, jumped on her sister, and they had a fight. Yes. So here the two kitty, but they do that every day, apparently. I don't take much notice, but they're thugs. They're street thugs, these cats. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. Now, with the cooking report, on the cooking report, I got some bargains this week. I found some three jars of honey in Walmart that were marked down tremendously. I saved about $4 a bottle on them. It was incredible. And I don't know, to me, someone can correct me if I'm off on the wrong track, but to me, honey doesn't go off. I mean, honey, I don't know. So I'm not sure why it was sort of on a rollback price. Maybe I don't know. I've got no idea. But I got some honey because I use it for my honey lemon drinks at the end of the day. And, yes, it was too good a deal not to take. So, and we just had a week of old-fashioned salads this week with some of the barbecue pork that we'd made off the pork loins that we've marinated and cooked up over the time. And we had some cold roast chicken from the freezer as well, all this in the freezer, and a bit of pork schnitzel. And with my breakfast, I've been making sure I've been getting my health in the breakfast situation with tomato and onion. I've been sauteing tomato and onion with olive oil and butter, and a bit of turmeric, or a good dose of turmeric, probably a good half teaspoon, maybe 3/4 teaspoon of turmeric, and black pepper. You've got to put black pepper with the turmeric to get the goodness out of it, and a bit of green tea and toast and an omelette. So with the tomato and onion cooking up with the turmeric and the black pepper, beat up a couple of eggs and then threw it in there and had myself a nice omelette. I did that three times this week, I think. So I wanted to get my fix of turmeric, which is very good for you health-wise. Excellent. Look up the health benefits of turmeric. It'll make you into a little spring chicken or a big bantam rooster, whatever, I'm not sure. But now, on the travel report, I've got to say, it's been very quiet this week other than driving back and forth in the dark, 5 o'clock in the morning, in the rain. But, yes, it's a lot of fun. So we've had a week at home. But anyway, enough babbling about the reports. And I hope and I pray that Simon Nicole's show can maybe be a vehicle for you guys, the catalyst to provide and generate a lift as you live each day. Just as you take a break from the madness that's out there, the tumult and the challenges and the mayhem of the world. And, you know, unfortunately, though, we do have listeners and some very dear friends around the world that are dealing with challenges, and some of them have been, thank God, some of them have been lucky enough to get onto good, solid ground, and they're improving with what they're dealing with. But it's a good time to remind you guys to just maintain your mental, physical, and spiritual health, because it's a key to being able to cope with what's tossed at you, and it's a key to be able to work with and beat the challenges you might face in life, because especially as we go down this road to Oldiesville, and I'm not looking at anyone in the chat in particular, no. that guy that's got the audacity to call me an old fart. That's all right. I can take it. So anyway, as I say, we've got to sort of take care of ourselves as the life sneaks up on us, and try to discipline ourselves to good habits, and with regards to our mental, physical, and spiritual health. It makes a big difference in the quality of your day, I can tell you. Just use it or lose it. Use it or lose it. And if any of you want to call in and pick on me, feel free to call in at any time on any topic to do with life. I don't see Alan. No, Alan's not. I thought Alan was going to be in the switchboard, but he's not. He gets scared. I think he gets frightened when he sees that mad scissor lady in there, that naggedy nag mad scissor lady. When he sees her in there, he's scared to go into the switchboard. I think that's what Alan's problem is. But my good mate Alan, anyway. Catch up with him sometime. Anyway, my weekly job to annoy you and pick on you is this. Did you exercise today? Did you do something a little different from normal? Just that little bit extra. Well, I didn't today, funny enough. But I've been doing weights and calisthenics, and I was pushing the mower for the start of the week there. And weights and calisthenics, I did 2 or 3 days of those. And when I was preparing for the show with the music, and I was on my tippy toes stretching. So there. But anyway, we've got some music, because something a bit romantic. That's, we need a bit of romance. You've got to always have romance on the Simon and Nicole show, because for some reason, Joshua likes romance. Mary, good idea. You went shopping. You walked, Mary. Look at that. You did some extra walking. You walked in the mall or wherever you were. So that's good. Anything other than sitting in a chair. We've got to get their backsides out of the chairs and start walking. Yes, go shopping. Actually, that's another thing. You could start up a go shopping club, Mary, and coordinate that in Iowa. So what am I looking for now? I'm looking for this romantic song. Now, the guy singing this song, he was born and lived the first 7 years of his life. He lived about 35 miles from where I lived. I never knew him because he was a lot younger than me, but yes, he was brought up about 35 miles away from where I lived in New Zealand, and then at 7 years old, he moved to Australia. And now, he's following me, you see, because when I was living in Tennessee over in Nashville there, he moved over there with Nicole, and this is good old Keith Urban.
Breathing deeper than I've ever done. hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't wanna take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I wanna love somebody like you. I'm ready to
this is Simone Nicole. Welcome back, and I'm Joshua. And yes, we've got young Mike, my brother Mike, from Boone, municipality of Boone, Iowa. Mike's joined us in the chat, and I want you Blog Talk Radio people to cross pollinate here with the Mike's on the Spreaker, and a lot of other things as well with his shows that he has. So. Yes, be nice to Mike. These people here in Mike, they're very rude to Joshua on a regular basis, but then I'm probably just as bad back to them. Just be nice to Mike, you guys. He's a lovely guy. He's a good guy. And Mike won't be able to know this, but in our switchboard area, Mike, and Mike's been an avid archive listener for a little while there now, and I got to say, he embarrasses me on his morning shows by saying nice things, and I've got to keep sending him a check so he continues to say nice things about me. But that's all right. Now, in our switchboard area, Mike, we've got a lady that works in cahoots with SP, and they have what they call a tag team. It's a naggedy nag tag team to pick on Joshua. So yes, but anyway, good to see you, mate, and we'll talk a little more later in the show. But right now, I'm going to get. Now, he's calling me an old fart now. Yeah, that's a topic that comes up on his show quite often. But anyway, it's supposed to be a Christian show, but that's what happens. Anyway, I've got to do some readings here now from my little book, The Best Yet, Life and Lore of the Smokies. And as I said last week, we got up to herbs, or Mary, herbs. And herbs, actually, herbs, yes, okay. And she says, my parents were known to be knowledgeable in the use of these remedies. The 12 most commonly used herbs are burdock, calendula, chamomile, cramp bark, dandelion, echinacea, lemon balm, licorice, raspberry, ginseng, nettles, and valerian. Now, valerian's great for helping you sleep if you can, as a natural. Bad audio, is there, Mary? Oh, okay. Well, it's all out of kilter because I know when the show had started tonight and the switchboard hadn't even clicked in. So, is it my headset? Is it my headset, or is it the? Anyway, I'll battle on. I'm sorry if it's bad. It was okay. It is not okay. All right. Well, we'll keep going anyway. And Miss Meyer says that a mountain woman kept a small container on the kitchen shelf that contained what she said was a secret herb. And she never allowed anyone to see what it was, but she always took a pinch and put it in all the food that she cooked. And no one ever saw her refill it. But after she died, the family agreed to look in the container. And what they found was a note which read, to everything you make in the kitchen, add a dash of love. How cool's that? Put a pinch of love in your omelette in the morning. And now Miss Myers talks about we're in the letter H's, hiccups. When you've got the hiccups, eat 1 teaspoon of sugar, and we mountain children scared the hiccups out of the victim. I'm not sure how they did that, but hives, wrap a person suffering from hives in a solid red blanket. And hog killing, that's something we used to do on the farm. I won't describe it on this lovely family show. But hog killing. Actually, I could divert a little bit. No, I won't. In the part of New Zealand where I grew up, there were a bunch of guys who were pretty tough, and they used to go out with their dogs and get corner the wild hogs, and they never used guns. They had knives, and they would leap onto the back of this hog when the dogs got it cornered, and they would then dispense with this hog with a knife. And some of these are guys I played football with, rugby, and I've got to say, some of those guys, man, they were pretty tough, pretty tough. I was just a pussy cat, so just a little wimp. But anyway, talking about hog killing, Miss Meyer says, the moon signs had to be just right and the temperature had to be extremely cold for hog killing. She says she hated hog killing time, but I surely enjoyed the tenderloin, the sausage and the ham that we canned. My father would kill the hog with a gun or a sledgehammer. And at the same time, the woman folk kept plenty of wood on a big fire under the wash kettle to boil water to scald the hog. Yeah, we used to put hot water on it and to get the hair off it. We seasoned the hams with the salt and pepper and hung them in the smokehouse. And according to hog-killing superstitions, if your bacon curled while frying, the hog was killed on the wrong time of the moon. It's another topic in itself. So hog-killing always brings to mind an incident that happened in Pigeon Forge over in East Tennessee there several years ago. Some neighbor boys had obtained a book that outlined the procedure for killing hogs. And their father had successfully done this for many years without any incident. Now, as the boys attended their hog-killing duties, they performed each chore exactly by the book. When their much-experienced father disagreed, they quoted the book as the authority. So following each step, they reached a stage where a strong stick was passed between the hind legs to hang the hog on the scaffold. And the book said to do it one way, and the father insisted that they do it another way. He said there was no way that it could work, but the boys insisted on doing it exactly by the book. Well, the hog tilted and fell into the mess of hair and whatever muck was below, and the father then asked, "Now, boys, what does the book say about that?" And Miss Myers says also, "After I was married, we raised 3 pet pigs, and you guys have heard me talk about a pet pig I had as a little pet around the place when we were on the farm. Great pets, but she has three pet pigs called Peter, Paul, and Mary, and because they're our pets, the family simply couldn't eat them. The 3 pigs were wasted, so we never again raised another pig." Sadly, my pig that it was a pet, as it got bigger, it sort of, let's say, transitioned back with the older pigs, and yes, it was dispensed with later on. Home place, which Miss Myers talks about, home place. And when land was acquired by the Greater Smoky Mountain National Park, it was determined that my family's property was the only property in the park that was held by the same family that homesteaded it. And what a tragedy, the Park Service demolished all of our buildings. Today, tourists are unable to see how our family lived. Because my great-grandparents were so self-sufficient, they had to buy only coffee and salt. Isn't that amazing? They were able to survive off the land, and they only had to buy coffee and salt. And it's amazing how many people today think that the supermarket's where the milk come from. But however, we won't go down that road. Joshua, keep your mind on the job. Later, my father, she said, doctored the neighbours and ground their meal and shod their horses as my mother helped to deliver their babies. Other neighbours provided different services. Actually, I could tell you a story about babies too, because I had to go and I had a guy where there was big floods when we were kids, and I think I was about 13 years old. They sent me over cross country to bypass the roads that were flooded to meet this guy and his wife. She was going into labour, and I had to bring her over the hills through the bush on the hills and help her out from the flooded area so she could get to the hospital to have a baby. But that's another story. But you see, the ADDDDDT kicks in again. But anyway, Miss Meyer says, no place on earth seems quite as precious. Our 363-acre farm had 16 buildings, the molasses's grinding patch, and many acres of pasture and garden. And the buildings including our home, the garage, the barn, the corn crib, the blacksmith's shop, two chicken houses, the wash house, the spring house, the wood house, the dry kiln, the smoke house, the old log house where my grandparents had lived, the dark house for developing pictures, the grist mill, and of course the outhouse or privy. You all know what the outhouse is. So we had a weatherboarded two-story white house with four bedrooms, a kitchen, a dining room, and large front and back porches. And the front porch extended the full length of the house, and a stone fireplace supplied the heat. And after we descended five or six steps, a boardway connected our house to the road. And the roads included a small grassy yard, or the grounds included a small grassy yard, which fronted onto the road, which is Highway 441. Anyone that's been into East Tennessee will have probably driven across 441. We mowed with the old push-type mower, and on each side of the house were small boxwoods. My mother's flowers were spread throughout the yard, and on the north side of our house was a huge garden with a wire fence on which Concord grapes grew in abundance. A paling fence went around our house and enclosed the apple orchard and the big open field behind the house where we grew potatoes, wheat, and other crops. Except for a very small spot, a well away from the house and past the barn near the 2 mile branch, the grounds were quite level. Okay, now that's as far as I'm going to go with that today. I'll better write as I did last week. I'm getting organized here, I think I am. Right and near where I'm up to so that I don't get lost. So, yes, now it's time for me to find another one of those tunes that Joshua has. And I'm going to annoy a couple of people, I think, because of the fact that Golf knows that I happen to like the Bee Gees. I love the Bee Gees. They're one of my favorite groups of Bee Gees. I love the Bee Gees music. But this song here from the Bee Gees is... It's got some great lyrics in it. It's got some great lyrics. And, yeah, there's a bit in it, but it's a goodie. They have some sad songs at times, the Bee Gees, but I don't worry about that. I'll just get on with life. It's good. It's anyway, here we go with your Win Again.
Everybody needs
Simone and Nicole, welcome back. I'm Joshua, and the title of today's show was That We Alignment. That We Alignment, and it's interesting because I was at, as I said earlier, I was at Mike's show this morning. He has it at 8 o'clock central, every morning, 8 till 9. And it's Muck Radio, M-U-K, Muck Radio, and it's on Spreaker, Mike Myers, and I can't remember the numbers, but 712 is the number. If you type in Mike Myers 712, you'll get the search. Mike Myers is separate. Don't run it together. Keep it separate on the when you're searching on the Spreaker site. But he's Hope Radio and Muck Radio, and he's on at 8 o'clock every morning. But Mike did. Mike was talking about a few troubles in life on his show this morning. It was interesting, and it's interesting. As I say, God works in mysterious ways. You know, there's so many things happen in your life. It's so close. His show was talking about troubles. Just trouble, so let's leave it at that. And I'd already decided that my show today would focus on anxiety, and I'd made this decision yesterday. And it's funny, you know, talk about the we, W-H-E-E, we alignment, ties in. I got that title today as I came to me, as I was driving back. I had to take one of the vehicles to get a wheel alignment done today, and I was coming back and I think, now that's a great title for the show. I've had the wheel alignment done on the vehicle. Now we need to get a we alignment done on the humans, like myself and anyone else who wants to do anything about it. Because when you're looking at life and everything that goes on in life, sometimes we've got to align and get ourselves aligned into a the right sort of synchronization so that we can handle what's coming our way and what's been tossed at us. So it's sort of... That's how we came to get the title of the show. It's just my mind, how it runs all over the place. But I know you know I've got this affliction, but random Mike there, he from the great metropolis of Boone, he's got the ADD TTT thingy as well, and he gets all over the place just as I have with the show title. But after getting the SUV wheel alignment and driving home, I thought I'm going to, yes, this it sort of ties in nicely with this piece I'm going to do on anxiety. And my usual focus is on getting ourselves into a positive space and trying to toss the old fossil into overdrive and let rip at whatever energy level I've got. But energy level in the physical zone and the mental zone and the spiritual zone, that's what it's all about. So here we go with the we alignment. It does sort of probably doesn't make sense to a lot of you, but to my mind, I'm quite happy in my own little stupidity. But you're all good level-headed folk, unlike poor old Joshua here. I'm not that level-headed. I think they threw away the spirit level when they tried to level my head, and it's been out of kilter for too long to be fixed. But yes, if you can get your life aligned, that's good. And one of the things I mentioned this site before. It's the alternativewaystoheal.com. Great website for any of you guys doing some homework on your own relative to your own health. It's all one word: alternative ways to heal. HEAL.com. Great website, and there's a number of herbal remedies on there for anxiety. And it's unfortunately, anxiety's become a way of life for millions of people, and anxiety disorders are one of the most common mental illnesses here in the States. I guess it's our fast-packed, sort of instantaneous electronic lives that have taken a toll on their bodies. So many people are sort of anxious, tense, impatient, and tired and restless and on edge and a little bit irritable and moody, depressed or achy or whatever. And, you know, whether it be fighting traffic to be able to live in a certain neighborhood or work at a good job, whatever it might be, we worry about kids and family and neighbors and the government, taxes, bills and health and everything else. And so stress can get pretty high. And that's a huge thing to get on top of, is the stress that you may be sort of encountering. So, and as the weird thing is, we go to doctors to have one more test and one more drug and one more specialist just to try to help find our symptoms, when the pharmaceutical and health industry and our government have a lot of control over our lives, our wallets and our health. And it's really about time that we take responsibility for our own health and our own well-being, because there's a lot of alternative ways to heal with heal things, and particularly with anxiety. Now, it's interesting here to say, America is one of the few countries in the world that advertises pharmaceutical drugs on their television. A lot of places around the world, they don't have those ads, and other places they restrict them quite strongly. So it's a big thing. And one of the things that really shocked me here was the number of pain pills that people carried around in their handbags. When I came across people at work, I just couldn't believe the number of pain pills that people have in their handbags. When I was at work one day, I had a bit of a headache. I don't get a headache much, but I asked, I said, "Does anyone have a pill?" And the girls, honestly, they had a pharmaceutical storage in their bags. That's how many. It was just amazing. But anyway, the top herbal remedies, or should I say, sorry, herbal. I'll be good, Mary. I'll try to be good. Top herbal remedies for anxiety. One of the ones here is I would just recommend is to buy a good diffuser, and I've got a great one in my office here. It's a diffuser that I fill half full of water and throw the 40 or 50 drops of whatever sort of oil, what do you call it, aromatherapy oil on top of the water, and then put the lid on it, let it go, and it's great. You can get that going. It's great for, you can put it in your office, your bedroom, your lounge, wherever you want to do, and around the house. It sort of gets you going. I must tell you a story. Once I had a brand new branch of, when I was working in the bank in New Zealand, had a brand new branch building, and a lot of my staff were complaining of headaches in the afternoon after lunch for some reason. I don't know what it was. So I got these aromatherapy oils, and there was about two or three of them, different types. Lavender was one of them. There was lavender. I can't remember what the others were offhand. I think they probably might have been eucalyptus. And I got these big cotton pad and shook the aromatherapy oils all over that and got up into the ceiling and put it in the vents for the air conditioning ducts, so that what was coming into the building was blowing this thing in there. And over a period of 30 or 40 minutes, everyone's heads cleared up. So it was incredible that just what we did with that. That was one of my first sort of tests with the aromatherapy oils that I'd had at the house anyway. But lavender is great, and you've probably seen relaxation products promoting lavender's calming sense. It's true. There's a therapeutic grade lavender, the essential oil, that's got the strength to help you combat anxiety, depression, and pain, and restlessness, nervousness, and insomnia in your life. And it can be mixed with oil or lotion, so you can breathe it in during the day. And you can add a few drops of lavender oil into your bath water, and it'll help melt away the anxiety as well. Lavender tea is another good way to go with using one or two tablespoons of whole dried flowers in a cup of water and steep it for a few minutes and then strain it before drinking it. But when you're dealing with lavender, it's a good idea to keep it as pure as possible if your anxiety is high, and you can dab a little under your nose and benefit from the pure strength of it. I sometimes, when I'm just needing a clear head, I've got tea tree oil. I'll rub it under my nose, and it clears all my airways, and just great. Great with tea tree oil. That's good for that sort of thing. But we're talking about lavender now, so stay on the topic, Joshua. And lavender's been shown that to improve your overall mood in people. And so instead of being grumpy at me, whoever's grumpy at me out there, maybe that's what I need to get SP. I can lace all her food with lavender, and she'll be in a good mood and be nice to me instead of picking on me. Ah, yes. Anyway, many businesses apparently use lavender near their customer service counters to help keep people feeling mellow when they're assisting them. Not like some of the airline counters. They need a lot of lavender there. But anyway, and just by the way, look, the funny thing is, in the old Walmart stores, you don't have to go to these expensive stores to go buying these oils either, because some of them, I know there's concentrated ones, but I've always been a very frugal guy, and I don't buy a Rolls Royce if I can get by on a Ford. So, you know, it's basically what it's like, you know. But Walmart have got a bunch of oil selections in different Walmart stores. So anyway, another oil that is great is wild orange oil for mood boost and to lower anxiety and stress. Wild orange essential oil is good. Sandalwood essential oil is great for anxiety as well. Many cultures consider sandalwood to be a sacred plant and essence. I've got a bottle of sandalwood oil here in my office, and it's great. I throw it in the diffuser every now and again. It's great. It's got a balancing, calming essential oil. It's great for treating chronic stress and anxiety. It's also an antidepressant, an aphrodisiac, and a sedative. Well, yes. And it was traditionally used in rituals to enhance meditation. Well, that's something I've never done. I know a lot of my, several of my friends get into this meditation thing, and I've never done it. But apparently it's very, very good for you. So everyone to their own, each to their own. It's all about ideas and sharing ideas and picking up what's good for you and what's not. So sandalwood can help to remove negative programming at the cellular level and help with depression, nerves, and nervous tension. And it's stimulating as it is grounding, apparently, and it's very inexpensive. Yes, that's one of the things I noticed about it, was inexpensive. Lang Lang, that's one of this lady's favorite herbal remedies, this lady that does this website, and one of her favorite herbal remedies for anxiety is Lang Lang, and it's been shown to help relieve a depression, ease anxiety, and act as a sedative, a tonic, and again, an aphrodisiac. So, yes, I'll have a chat room bit bopping all over the place soon, won't I? And another one is Kava from Fiji. Oh, my gosh. Kava will numb you. If you get into the Kava, the real good Kava that comes from Fiji, as I have with some Fijian rugby players in Australia, oh, my gosh, this Kava, your lips will go numb. It's a popular drink down in the South Pacific there, and it's used as a stress and an anxiety reducer, and it's a good boost for the moods, all right? Yes, you can get the guitar or the ukulele out, and you'll sing all night with a bit of Kava. It's good at reducing anxiety. And skullcap. Skullcap is an herb from the mint family, and that comes as a tea or a tincture for ease of use. Now, talking about from the mint family, mint itself, just good old mint that grows wild and everywhere, that is a good little karma in itself. It's not in this piece here from this what I'm reading from this lady's website, but it's mint's a great little karma as well. Chamomile is another one, and omega fatty acids. Natural sunlight, exercise, and diet. Natural sunlight, exercise, and diet. Well, I just got to say, all I can say is from my own personal viewpoint, and it's just up to you to do what you do with your own lives. I mean, we just throw some ideas out, and you grab what you want to do. Honestly, I always feel better after I've exercised. And this week, doing the calisthenics and the weights. I think I did 3 days of them this week, on top of them with mowing and stuff on other days, outside work on other days. But I just feel so much better once I've had a shower, and after that I just feel so much better after I've had a real workout. And it's not a long workout or a hard workout, it's just the fact that you go and do it, I think, that just gets you going. So, yes, sunlight, exercise, and diet, that'll help you. And, yeah, it all contributes to improving the anxiety thing. Now, this song I want to play now is a bit of a sad one, and I did mention a bank a few minutes ago. When I started my banking career, there was a guy by the name of Jim. I won't use his second name, but Jim, same age as me, and Jim gave me the chance to get into the banking industry. Come from a completely different industry. I've been in the restaurant industry and the airline industry, and Jim gave me a chance in the bank world in New Zealand. He was the same age as me. Last Sunday, 6 years ago, he passed away. 6 years ago, he passed away at the age of 65 from a very, very debilitating, just a complete breakdown of his body. And his good wife, Jeannie, has been friends of mine for years, and I called her the other day, 3 days before she's due to leave for a trip back to her homeland of Wales. She's visiting her family back in Wales, flying from New Zealand. And right today, I believe she may be transiting through Los Angeles this evening on her way to London. And the 23rd of June, 6 years ago, was when her dear husband Jim had passed away. And he was the he ended up as the head of the bank lending department, and she was the head of the bank's customer service department. They were two great, great people, and still retained a great friendship with Jenny. Jenny's great friends with SP and I. And in memory of Jim, I'm playing this song, and I think Jenny may listen to the show later when she's got a chance. But however, that aside, I still want to play it for her anyway, because it's been amazing how this lady's handled Jim's passing. She's got back up and kept going, and she's got back up and kept going, and she's had some punches along the way, and she's had some tough times. But this song is by a Kiwi guy, John Rolls, and it really says it all. I'll leave that to John to sing in this song.
Every time I see a stranger look at me, I call out your name, playing the silly game with my dreams. Every time I hear the voice of someone near, I turn expectantly, and still I never see the one I long for. People say with each passing day of loneliness will disappear, but nothing that I do can stop me loving. We both know, pretending I'm still with you, the things we used to do are all around me. Time alone doesn't work for me. In a million years I'll still be waiting, but nothing
Nicole, welcome back, and I'm Joshua. And if a guy's in chat, notice that the show's gone out to 2 hours. That's to cover me over the 90 minutes. I'm just going to go past the 90-minute mark, as I have done several times. So I'll just give me a little bit of leeway to go past the 90-minute mark. I don't think I'm going to go for 2 hours. I mean, I've got other music I can play. But yes, and you know, there's things that we need to remind ourselves about all the way, because it's this one here. And another little reminder too. So I just want to share a few other little health benefits, talking about the oils we were talking about before there. There's another oil that's got some great benefits. And we've talked about it on the show before, but nothing's new. And we'll go around and we'll talk about some things more than we talk about others. But frankincense oil is another great thing that's got good health benefits for folk as well. And it's the health benefits of frankincense oil can be attributed to its properties as an antiseptic, a disinfectant, an astringent, a carminative, a digestive, a diuretic, an expectorant, sedative, tonic, and vulnerary substance. Well, big words like marmalade are tossing poor Joshua. There we are. Anyway, apart from being used also, frankincense, apart from being used as a cosmetic and a fragrance, it's got numerous medicinal uses, and it's got some amazing health benefits, once again, such as reducing stress. And that's a huge thing, reducing stress. And the thing we always talk about is strengthening your immune system. If you can strengthen your immune system, the big thing is we're not trying to cure sicknesses through natural things along the way. But if you do this stuff, you're preventing that illness. You see, beat it. Beat it at its own game. Because when you get sick, you've got to go to the doctor and get these pharmaceutical things that to try to cure whatever's going on. But if you can maintain a good, healthy sort of disposition with your immune system before, you're not going to get sick if you've got yourself. Well, you're not going to say you're not going to get sick. There's no guarantee there. But, I mean, you're going to have a better chance of enjoying things. So frankincense oil, it really boosts the immune system. It's a very, very good at boosting the immune system. And it's got, as I say, the antiseptic and disinfectant qualities that eliminate germs. And it can be applied to wounds to protect them from tetanus and from becoming septic without any side effects. And it's also, it's equally good for internal wounds and protects them from infections as well. So, and great for oral health. Oral health has a huge impact on your body. You know, flossing, cleaning your teeth, keeping your teeth up to speed, that makes a big difference to your body for sure. And frankincense has an astringent property as well. It's got some, which has many benefits there, because it strengthens the gums, it strengthens the hair roots. Now, for all those pecking on the old boy here, see, the hair is still hanging into the head yet, and it hasn't fallen out. I haven't got any furniture polish out and started polishing the chrome dome just yet, but who knows what's around the corner. But frankincense, it lifts the skin, it contracts the muscles and the intestines, blood vessels, and gives protection from premature loss of teeth and hair. And it also regulates menstruation as well, from the ladies' point of view, but then probably most of the people listening to the show are well past that. And frankincense prevents gas buildup. Frankincense oil eliminates gas and prevents it from building up in the body, and it also reduces scars. All right, it reduces scars, and that's an interesting property when it comes to that. And since skin care and anti-aging are hot topics these days, the essential oil has become even more important, because when applied topically or inhaled, it can make the scars and marks of boils or acne or just any sort of mark on the skin fade at a much faster rate. And also, if any of you have been pregnant, now look at who's on the live show. I don't know who's going to be in the archives, but to those in the live show, there's not many of them there. I don't think you've got stretch marks they need to be worrying about, but surgery marks, yes, and surgery marks certainly. It helps reduce the scars there. It promotes digestion as well. It promotes digestion, and if you're suffering from indigestion due to that turkey, well, have a go at that. Well, actually, one thing I had today was the glass, and we talked about this on a show a few weeks ago, was the old sodium bicarbonate, about 6 or 8 ounce glass of water with a teaspoon of sodium or half a teaspoon of sodium bicarbonate, half a lemon or a whole lemon, depending on the size of the lemon, some lemon juice, water, and sodium bicarbonate. That gets the old indigestion. That clears up a bit of the wind that's floating around inside the old body. But a patient with chronic indigestion and acidity, don't use the antacid tablets. Try frankincense. Just try frankincense oil instead, because it's got digestive properties without any side effects, and it facilitates digestion the way that most medicines should, unlike common antacids, which only suppress the symptoms. And that's what That's what a lot of this other stuff does, you know. So that's great. Yeah, this oil, it speeds up the secretion of digestive juices, gastric juices, bile and acids in the stomach, and facilitates the movement of the food through the intestines by stimulating the peristalsic motion. And this means an all-round improvement in the digestion of food. And when I've talked before about the swamp water that I drink with the ginger base. The ginger is great for your internal workings as well. Frankincense, back to this, the anti-cancer properties. Frankincense oil can help reduce the risk of cancer. And for Boyd, particularly for Boyd, because he's well on the road to Aldiesville. He's chasing me hard. It delays aging, Boyd. Frankincense, you need to grab some of this frankincense and you can stay younger than me for a long time. But it's frankincense oil promotes a regeneration of healthy cells, and it also keeps existing cells and tissues healthy. And when you combine the aspect of frankincense oil with its powerful astringent capabilities, you've got a potent anti-agent quality in there, and it can help you eliminate sunspots, remove micro wrinkles around the eyes and the cheeks. And also, it acts as a tonic. It's a tonic. It boosts the health, and it's considered as a tonic. It stimulates urination as well. So this frankincense stimulates urination, and it reduces respiratory issues. Anyone with respiratory issues should be trying a bit of this frankincense, because it'll soothe cough. It'll eliminate phlegm deposited in the respiratory tracts and the lungs, and it also provides relief from bronchitis and congestion of the nasal tract, larynx, pharynx, bronchi, and lungs. Excuse me. Once again, it's an antidepressant and anti-inflammatory as well. And it relaxes the breathing passages, which reduces the danger of asthma attacks, and it's got antiseptic qualities that give it a reputation of being a great immune system booster. That's hugely important. It eases body pain, headaches, toothaches, and balances the rise in the body temperature commonly associated with colds. Once again, it pops up the word stress. It relieves stress. Another thing it does also, it keeps the uterus healthy, and it speeds up healing. And it's also it's great in relieving pain associated with rheumatism and arthritis. And I know some people are dealing with lots of pain and stuff in their body. And I've got my own little tricks and things that I have for pains that I get in my joints and muscles from time to time. But as I say, each to their own. Try these different things and see which one works for yourself. But frankincense oil, it relieves the pain associated with rheumatism and arthritis. My dear mum, she had terrible arthritis in her hands, dear old lady. But anyway, it helps to heal boils, infected wounds, acne, and circulatory problems. And it also helps with insomnia. Excuse me. Look, there we are. I got through that as well. So there we go. And now I just want to play a little bit of a happy one to finish off before we go to our closing prayer for the show. And before I need to find what I'm looking for here, because Joshua gets a little bit lost here from time to time. Here we are, rare earth. Here we are, a little bit of something, you know, and we're going to just celebrate something.
The people, but the people.
This is Simone and Nicole. Welcome back, and I'm Joshua. Just remember this, guys and girls. Every day is a lovely day. Every day is, and life is just a little breeze. But look, try to spoil yourself. When you spoil yourself, you've got the energy to be able to spoil others. And wake up every morning and tell yourself it's going to be a special day. And grab the God-given blessings that you have. See them and savor them and nurture them, because life is great. Living is great. And you can make it even better for you and for others. You've got the power to do that. Just find the desire and find that warmth and find that spark and just focus on being thankful and being grateful for the blessings that you have. And the prayer we now are going to have, Simone and Nicole's prayer, is to those folk out there dealing with challenges, and Mary's just tossed a few into the ring here in the chat room. So sorry to hear those health issues that you're dealing with your son-in-law and also with your sister, Mary. But also to young Sue and the switchboard and other people that I'm aware of around the place who are dealing with various challenges in life. Some are not necessarily health challenges, but there's all sorts of things, financial challenges and career challenges. Everyone's got their own little problems along the way, and this prayer is heartfelt for all of you.
Listeners of Simone and Nicole. Let us pray. To those of you who are dealing with and confronting challenges within your own lives. Words of encouragement are all I have. Words of understanding are all I have. Words of comfort are all I have. Most of all, words of brotherly love and humane friendship are all I have. You are not alone. This prayer is for those of you who are not in a good place with life at this time. For whatever reason that may be, the only tool I have to reach out to touch you and lift your spirits, lift your energy, are my words. With these words coming from within my heart, I assure and comfort you and tell those of you dealing with hard times that life does get better. Yes, believe me, from the darkness, light will shine. If I had the wings of a soaring bird, I'd fly over to be with you at this time. Then you'd know you are not alone. Always know that we're here for you. May our prayers softly sweep away the rawness. May our prayers push away the pain as you work to wilt the worry of your crisis. Whatever the dark dilemma may be, whatever pain and anguish you may be suffering, know that within yourself you can triumph over the turmoil. Know that you have the power within yourself to seize, to believe, and to achieve. The darkness will wither as the positive golden light of goodness washes upon your life. together we will join across the ocean waters, across the soils, the forests and the deserts, and you will rise above the challenge before you. May you find an energy. May you receive strength to continue through this day and into tomorrow. Soon your darkness will fade. A golden dawn will bring another lovely day. May peace be with you. Let us not give a thought to what we do not have. Let us thank God for the blessings that we do have. Amen.
Abounds, guys. Love is all around, and I'm loving life and living, and thank God for all the fantastic blessings that surround us. And to all of you good folk out there, whether it be young Sue in the switchboard, or whether it be Bigfoot, Mary, Brother Mike, and Boyd, and Golf, thank you guys. You are blessings in my life as well, and you are definitely my blessings. Thank you for joining me and being part of my day, part of my life. Remember this, though. Start at zero. Start at zero, my friends, and start with absolutely nothing. And everything else above zero is a blessing and a treasured bonus. And you always keep dreaming the dream, because dreams do come true. Visualize them, see them, believe them, achieve them, because you can do it. So until we meet again, my good friends, take care and be gentle on yourself. This is Simon Nicole, and I'm Joshua. God bless you. God bless your family. And God bless the great USA. We'll close, as always, with our good friends, the Seekers, with a dream in their pocket.